Hi there, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Retreadcast for 2023. We have one quick note before we begin. As of right now, our YouTube channel currently has 93% non-subscribers, and our goal is to reduce that number to 80%. So before we start this episode, please consider subscribing and liking the video to help spread retreading news and grow our channel. Now, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to episode 26 of the Retreadcast, our video podcast series for the global tire retreading industry. As this is our first episode of 2023, let me wish all our viewers a very happy and prosperous new year. David, what do we have today?
Well, thanks, Richard. The main interview that we have today is with Ralph Benach, who is the head of Fleet Solutions at Continental EMEA. As you'll see, we have a really interesting conversation to show you, dealing with a range of topics that are on everybody's lips at the moment. The main topic is the importance of sustainability to the tire manufacturers, and we'll be interested to hear Continental's take on that. We'll also hear what they have to say about the impact of tariffs on on Chinese truck tires, and also on Continental's view on some of the niche opportunities that the retread sector is currently offering to the market. In addition to that, we'll have some announcements to make concerning our participation at the Tyre Expo Asia show, which takes place in Singapore in March, and we'll be reviewing developments in the European dispute over the Chinese truck tire tariff issue.
That sounds really good, David. I remember talking to Ralph at the generation at the new generation truck tire launch in Seville, and I got to ask him some good questions about retreading, which and we had those articles in the Retreading Business Magazine issue 4 and also on the website. So it'll be good, obviously, to have this format of interview and delve deeper into those questions that we asked him about, and also we've seen some developments since then, especially with regards to the European dispute over tariffs over Chinese truck tires. So let's get stuck into that interview with Ralph right now.
On the Retreadcast, we're always happy to be able to hear more from the new tire manufacturers about perspectives on the retreading industry. So we're especially pleased today to be able to welcome Ralph Benach, the head of Fleet Solutions EMEA at Continental, to talk about a whole range of subjects from sustainability to Chinese tires. Good afternoon, Ralph, and welcome to the Retreadcast.
Good afternoon, David. Nice to meet you and pleasure to be here with you.
Absolutely. Well, let's begin by talking about a subject that everybody wants to talk about at the moment, which is sustainability. So, what I wanted to ask you was, what changes are you seeing in the importance that fleets attach to the subject of sustainability, and what factors do you think are driving these trends?
Yeah, I mean, the topic of sustainability is nothing that just came up in the last days, but from our perspective and what I see when I visit our customers, the importance and the way the customers look at it, the fleets look at it, has changed. It was something that you communicated in the past. Nowadays, it becomes really a topic that has a significant influence as well on the operating cost of a fleet. Because their customers especially are paying more attention to it and maybe even documenting the need for sustainability and the proof of sustainability, sustainable operations in the tender documents that our customers on the fleets that we work with go for. So from that side already it becomes much more important. And then what we also can clearly see is that it becomes an incremental target of the company itself. Many fleets more and more put waste reduction or CO2 neutrality as an own target because they believe in it as much as we in Conti do it. Yeah, Continental puts the topic of sustainability very high on the agenda, not because we are forced to do so, but because we really believe in it, and so do the fleets that we work with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I see that this sort of approach has changed quite a lot over the years. I recall, you know, how it used to be when you talked about retreading, for example, nobody would take into account that retreads could possibly be sustainable in any way. They were seen as being a cheap option originally, competing with cheap new tyres. So that factor has certainly changed hugely over the years. So what I also wanted to ask you about was the topic of the total cost of ownership, and how the concept of retreading helps reduce the total cost of ownership of tyres. But of course, over the years, the fleets have not always really understood this necessarily, but times are changing. So what would you say is driving this change in attitude, and what type of fleets would you say are you making the most headway with in this respect?
That I think is where we are coming from, that the fleets were looking for a cheap alternative to the new tires, that where the retreads came in the past. But now, under the as prospect of total cost of ownership, it gets even more relevant, I would say. And that is also because the quality of retreads has significantly improved, and that is because we also for sure focus a lot on it in both areas, on the hot retread side, but also on the cold retreading. We have these two technologies in the markets, and quality has much improved. And not only quality, but also the variety of performance criteria that are put into a retread have improved. I mean, before, most retreads were optimized for mileage. We recently brought a retread tire, a hot retread tire, that is also optimized for rolling resistance. The trailer tire for the Eco Plus, the Conti Eco Plus, is a retread tire that is as good as the new tire in rolling resistance, because fuel economy and the related CO2 emission reduction plays a much more important role. So the retreads also are pushed into the direction of total cost of ownership by touching much more areas than just a cheap purchase price, but really looking at what they can contribute as one element of a complete solution in the tire policy of a fleet. And this is what we as Continental approach with our lowest overall driving cost approach, where we get much more involved in the total cost of ownership with a fleet as a partner in consulting them. And so this topic gets more relevant or more attractive to them, because that's where they look at. Now, which fleets do we see this most with? I don't think that there is a particular segment that's at the forefront. Clearly, our urban bus fleets are utilizing a lot of retreads already today. We have policies that really utilize the new tires that we fit in there completely for the retreading, and have a real life cycle concept in there. But also in the long distance, in the normal transport fleets, this is clearly visible that they look more into it. Also because the trust of the drivers in retreads is visibly increasing. And that was a hindering argument before. Yeah, many drivers on long distance fleet were afraid that they sit on the highway with a tire puncture or a tire failure. So they said, new tires only for me, I don't want this. I think for most professional fleets, this is meanwhile gone, because they know they can trust in the retreads of Continental or premium retreads in general. And hence, also there, the attention to it, the openness to it has significantly developed.
Yeah, I think the key to all of this is to be successful in getting the message across to the end user, not just as individual companies, but as an industry. And I think, over the years, the retreading industry has not been terribly good at getting its message across. I think most people recognize that. But as we've said, things are improving. So how do you see the image of retreading changing amongst fleet managers, and what are you doing to help promote the benefits of following the retread policy?
Yeah, I mean, that connects to what I mentioned before. I think the retread industry was suffering from quality image from the past. And that I see changing also because we drive the quality topic a lot. It has a very high importance in what we bring to market. For Continental, we use the claim or the promise of looks like new, runs like new, and we take that very serious. So the promise that we give the value promise we give for our tires, for new tires, in terms of quality, in terms of reliability, is the same for our retreads. And that develops for sure also the trust in the product and the customers. So we have them in the fleets. We see it in the testimonials very clearly, and that helps a lot to gain trust in the products. Now, how do we promote this more? As I said before, we are counting on a much more collaborative approach towards our fleet customers than ever before. With this lowest overall driving cost sales approach, we want to position ourselves as a partner in the business of these customers, so they can concentrate on their business and we take care about the tire policy and the tire management. And with that, we can also much more demonstrate and prove that a retread is an incremental element that makes total sense to be used and to avoid waste and to also use it for CO2 reductions and the targets that they have there. I mean, up to 85% of a new tire can be reused when you go into retreading. Yeah, and what we do, we don't only do retreading, we also use the dust of the buffing process again in our new compounds as a recycled material that goes in there. So we really go for as much recycling of existing material as possible in the retread process, and all that creates then much more attractiveness, interest at the customers in combination with the topic of trust in the quality.
Now, we'll be returning to that interview with Ralph very shortly, but we're just going to go through a few other topics that will be of interest to the retreading industry right now. So David, we have quite a few different things we need to go over. Firstly, we need to touch upon the retreading conference at Tire Expo Asia and the Recircle Awards.
Yeah, so one of the key things we want to announce today is our collaboration with the organisers of Tire Expo Asia at the Tire Expo Asia exhibition, which takes place between the 8th and 11th of March of this year in Singapore. And what we're going to do is we're going to organise a retreading conference during the show, which is due to take place on Wednesday the 8th of March in the afternoon. And that will be directly followed by the official launch of the 2023 Recircle Awards. Now, we have several key speakers at the conference covering a whole range of topics. We'll be talking about the Malaysian market, trends in the US, trends in India. And also we're going to cover some key topics such as how to optimize efficiencies in your retread plants and how to include retread policy into an effective fleet management program. So there's plenty of topics there to get the interest of retreaders. So if you're planning to attend the show, then you can sign up to attend the conference via the Eventbrite link that's on our website. We'll also be recording the conference, so it'll be available to viewers after the event also. Now, with regards to the Recircle Awards launch, well, that will take place in the evening directly after the conference. And we'll be announcing all the categories for the 2023 awards. And we'll also be giving out two of the awards during the show. That will be a Lifetime Achievement Award for the retreading sector and also a Circular Economy Award. So that's all we want to talk about here, because this will be the subject of another podcast which will come out soon. And during that podcast, we'll be interviewing Tire Expo Asia Show Director Alwin Xiao about all the activities that we'll be doing at the show.
Yeah, absolutely. That podcast ideally would have already gone out, but we've had a few sound issues on that podcast, and we want to try and make sure it's good so that people can listen to it without any issues. So obviously this interview with Ralph goes out now, and then we'll have that interview with Alwin, you know, very, very shortly. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll be able to put that podcast live and delve more into the details of the Recircle Awards launch and that conference. Moving away from the Recircle Awards and the conference, we've obviously had a lot of time to talk. We'll have a lot of time in the future to talk about them. I thought it would be a good opportunity just for you, David, to summarize the latest developments on the investigation into anti-dumping and anti-subsidy rulings by the European Commission, because we recently had the late some preliminary results published at the start of January, well, in the first half of January. Maybe you could give an update on that and any analysis that you are able to derive from it.
Yeah, sure. So this relates to the developments that have taken place with regards to the action taken by the Chinese Rubber Industry Association and the China Chamber of Commerce of metals, minerals, and chemical importers and exporters. The action was against the EU Commission before the European Court of Justice against the legality of the duties that were imposed on Chinese tyre manufacturers regarding anti-dumping and anti-subsidy actions, and that was in 2018. And this action was upheld in some areas on the 4th of May last year. So the result of that was that no duties have been imposed on Chinese truck and bus tyres since July 2022, but all those imports have been registered pending the results of the findings of the European Court of Justice. So the EU Commission this month has now published its initial findings, and they're suggesting that there will probably be a re-imposition of anti-dumping and anti-subsidy duties, but it's at a lower level than it was before. So the result of that is that if these tariffs are upheld at the end of the investigation, which is probably going to be in 2 or 3 months' time, then the tariffs would be charged retrospectively back to July last year, and that would be offset against the reimbursement of any overpayment of tariffs that had occurred since 2018. So in terms of what that means for the retreading industry, I think the European industry had assumed that this result would be the best that they could possibly expect, and it will probably be seen as a good result for the retreading industry. So we'll keep you informed as soon as any news emerges on this subject. So keep listening, and we'll report soon.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think you're right. It'll probably be seen as a good result for the retreading industry, but I suppose over the last few years we've heard a similar story from, retreaders and our advertising partners, that a lot of the manufacturers have moved their manufacturing facilities elsewhere anyway. So, it's obviously going to be good news that there'll still be some tariffs and that they'll be adjusted accordingly. But I suppose, in the grand scheme of things, I wonder, the question is still there about how much of a difference this will make when a lot of these companies have made adjustments in their manufacturing and their supply chains to accommodate for those tariffs.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that has to be taken into account here is that anything with regards to this has to be offset against the increase in interest in the green credentials of free trading and the interest in sustainability. And really, I've said all along that I think the future of free trading depends to a degree on the ability of the retreading industry to get its message across to their consumers, i.e. the fleets, tire dealers, that retreading is a sustainable way of for the tire industry going forward.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's return to the interview with Ralph. And we'll see what are the points on Continental's retreading strategy he talks about.
Absolutely. So let's just change the topic slightly for the moment. And one of the other big topics in recent years has been How to deal with the issue of Chinese truck tires being dumped in Europe and so forth. Perhaps I could ask you what your views are on the current situation regarding tariffs on Chinese truck tires, and I know the effect on the retread sector has gone up and down and changed depending on various issues. But how do you see it at the moment, and how do you see it affecting the retread sector in the future? And depending on how you see it affecting the sector in the future, how will that affect your approach to the market?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of discussion about the tariffs for Chinese tires at the moment. But what we saw is actually since the tariffs have been introduced years back, the manufacturers in China have been pretty quick in shifting their production to countries that were not affected from the tariffs. So what we see in general at the moment clearly is a steep increase of imports to the European market, which is also driven a lot by the change in transport rate costs, of tires. So it's much more attractive now again to transport tires from Asia in general to Europe. So there is more tires on the market and more cheap alternative. However, and maybe different than in the past, along with our discussion about what sustainability means to the customers, the question is whether the price argument is still as convincing as it was in the past. And I think we think that with the relevance of sustainability and what I mentioned before, that a retread is not only a cheap product that the fleets are using, it is a reuse of an existing product that was in the fleet already. It is a contribution to waste reduction. It is an efficiency measure. It is a clear commitment to sustainability targets. Personally, I believe that the impact of the imports will be not as big as before, but for sure it will still be there.
I mean, are you seeing a change in the attitude of these competitors in Asia towards sustainability as well? Are they recognizing that things are changing and they're, changing their approach to the market, to react to that?
Yeah, I mean, clear that they might also not ignore the trend. However, a premium product is always at the forefront when it comes to a holistic solution and not just an individual short-term price-driven decision-making for a vehicle.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so the last two questions I had were quite specific questions to specific areas of retreading. And the first question I wanted to ask was with regards to the question of mold-cure retreads against pre-cure retreads. You have both systems and promote both systems these days. So how do you promote the various benefits of mold-cure retreads against pre-cure to your fleet customers? And how do you explain the differences and the benefits of each?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it against each other, to be honest, because these are two technologies to recycle a tire, a casing, to be reused in the fleets, and both have their advantages. So clearly, when you go to the trailer axle, for instance, and you have high shear forces because the tire is turned in a roundabout or whatever, then a beat-to-beat retread, which a hot retread usually is, has an advantage because you don't have the weakness of a splice at the top of the tire. That's certainly an advantage. However, if you look at cold retreads, quality-wise, they might have been standing back, at least in the perception of the fleets in the past. But as we discussed earlier, that's gone. The cold retread quality is as good as for hot retreads, and it's closer to the customers. Yeah, it's locally done. You don't need to transport the casings through long distances to the hot retread plant, which is today the case. So I think it is also a lot of customer preference because, as I said before, also the driver plays an important role. And as of today, many customers pay attention to appearance of the tire. They want the sidewall retreaded as well. They want to have a clear one brand even appearance on the vehicle. And then the hot retread beat to beat process is an advantage. Our intention is to offer both solutions, both technologies on a high quality level and fulfill the needs of sustainability and total cost of ownership management with both. And we're going to see which technology will then finally survive if only one should survive. But as I said before, there are arguments for one or the other, good arguments. So it's not against each other. It's just picking the right one for an individual customer need.
Absolutely. So the last question related to discussions that we had with the interview we published in the last issue of our print magazine, where you talked about the potential opportunities in van tire retreading, which is an area which hasn't really been developed that much in the past. Can you perhaps expand a little on how you intend to approach opportunities such as this?
Yeah. I think the good connection here is, once again, the desire to reduce waste and to reuse material that is still good. We have recently launched the Conti Van Ultra Contact, a tire that is made for last mile delivery fleets in particular, with a high robustness and with that also a very strong casing. So for sure, immediately with that one, we start thinking about a retreading process for it. Now, the technology for it is available. It's not, it from a technical perspective, it's not that difficult. However, there's still a lot of effort behind in the process of casing collection, of casing inspection and retreading. And currently the van retreading would have happened mostly on truck retread machines. So there is some thing to gain on the technology in the retread process, on the efficiency to make it not only sustainable, but also economically viable. Which I also mentioned when we met in Sevilla already in our Gen 5 launch event, that both needs to be fulfilled, the economical part of it and the sustainable part of it. So we put a lot of efforts at the moment in driving retreading technology. We have developed robots for skiving, as an example, that are successfully implemented in our two hot retread plants now, which allow to reuse much more casings because you have a robot doing the skiving process of a tire. Now, when it comes to van tires, same thing. The importance is that you can reuse as much casings as any possible. So these kind of automations, these kind of technology developments play an important role. And we have projects running now that in particular look in van retreading and even passenger car retreading to in the future really make use out of the recycling opportunity that is in the premium products that we provide.
Fantastic. Well, we'll have to leave it there for today, but thanks very much for your time today, Ralph. We really appreciate it. It's provided plenty of food for thought, and I'm sure our readers will be considering what you've had to say with interest. So in the meantime, thanks very much again, and we look forward to seeing you back on the Retreadcast soon.
Very welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's all for this episode. Thank you for watching, and we look forward to seeing you on the next edition of the Retreadcast. Stay safe.